بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. فرمایا زبان گویا ہلا کرنے والی خاموش دلوں کی ہے. حضرت منصور حلاج رحمۃ اللہ سیز the tongue is the destroyer of a silent heart. There are two things, talkative tongue and a silent heart. See, the tongue, when it talks, much abundant talk, speech, then it destroys the heart, the heart which is silent. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about speaking in abundance, لَا تُكْثِرُ الْكَلَامَ بِخَيْرِ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Don't increase your speech, don't speak much besides zikrullah. Zikrullah is the only speech in which there should be an abundance of indulgence, not in any other talk. Don't speak, لَا تُكْثِرُ الْكَلَامَ بِخَيْرِ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّا كَثَرْتَ الْقَلْبِ قَصْفَةٌ لِلْقَلْبِ. Because verily, abundant speech, it hardens the heart. The heart becomes hard, it darkens the nur of the heart, it is dulled. By speaking unnecessarily. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَمَا يَلْفَتُ مِنْ قَوْلِ إِلَّا الْغَيْرِ رَكِيبُ الْعَتِيدِ, that whenever, that not a word is spoken, but there is an ever ready guard there. A Krishna, an angel, stands and takes, and he makes a record of the statements that we utter. So it is the fact that Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in many ahadith also, it indicates that in the importance of this, of this teaching, that you should abstain from unnecessary talk, speaking in abundance, because it darkens the heart. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal amanu taqullah, O people of Iman, cultivate taqwa, fear Allah Ta'ala, and how Allah Ta'ala is, wa qulu qawlan sadida, speak a righteous talk. Now when you speak, you must speak what is proper, what is necessary, and speak the truth. Do not waste time in speaking things which are unnecessary, futile. If Allah Ta'ala says, if you speak what is righteous, yuslih lakum amalakum, then Allah Ta'ala will rectify for you your amal will become virtuous. Wa yaghfir lakum thunubakum, and he will forgive you your sins. So when the tongue is talkative, then it harms what? It is a silent heart, meaning of the silent heart. The heart should always be in contemplation with Allah Ta'ala. The heart is the abode, it's the only abode, the only place which can contain Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says in a hadith Qudsi, La yasa'uni illa qalbul mu'min. Nothing can, Allah Ta'ala says, nothing can contain me except the heart of a mu'min. If that heart is not darkened, if that heart is nurani, there's nur in that heart, then it is the abode of Allah Ta'ala. Inna Allah ma'akul, comes in the hadith, Inna Allah ma'akul ya qalbin hazinin, that Allah Ta'ala is with every grieving heart. Every grieving heart, Allah Ta'ala, if there's grief in the heart, then Allah Ta'ala is with them, Allah Ta'ala is with that person. Hazrat Shaykh Abu Abdullah Tirmizi rahmatullah alayhi said, إِذَا سَقَتِ الْأَرْوَاحُ بِالسِّرِّ نَتَقَتِ الْجَوَارِحُ بِالْبِرِّ. When the arwah or the hearts or the spiritual heart become silent, they are silent for the heart, and there is no dunya in the heart. The dunya, the world is, and the love of the world is expelled from the heart. Then then the limbs will speak with what? With piety. If the hearts are silent in contemplation, Allah Ta'ala, they contemplate on Allah Ta'ala, the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, then the limbs would be, speak then, say, what? Paitina, in other words, the limbs, the body then, whatever the body does, the hands, the eyes, legs, it will be in conformity with Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. To gain Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, it will not do things which are haram and doubtful and futile and wasteful. So the silence, the thing of the heart, means the contemplation of the heart. The heart must always be in aim, have the fikr, the thing of Allah Ta'ala. Allah bi-dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, that in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, do hearts find rest. There's rest for the hearts in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So the mu'min should always, at all times, he should engage the tongue in zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Then that zikr will become impressed on the heart. But if the tongue is used, utilized in wrongful ways, futile talks, wasteful talks, and speaking lies, making ghibat, etc., then the heart will become now darkened. The heart will not be responsive now to the truth. The nur that comes from the arch of Allah Ta'ala will not settle in such a heart. The heart has to be purified at all times. فرمایا دنیا کو ترک کرنا زہد نفس ہے. Is it to renounce the dunya? It is the zahd of the nafs. Zahd means abstinence. Abstinence means to renounce the pleasures of the dunya in the way in which the awliya of former times do. They would abandon the dunya for some time, go into the wilderness or the mountains, some place of solitude. That is that abstinence, or to renounce the dunya in this manner, it is the zahad of the nafs. Yeah, that's the way the nafs is trained for the message Allah Ta'ala has ordained the itikaf of the 10 days in Ramadan. That's also a kind of a renunciation of the dunya, as long as the itikaf is observed. What is hukuk, what is rights, not the manner in which itikaf is being observed today, nowadays. It is just people coming and making a picnic and camping in the itikaf. Other places have mass itikaf, just making a mockery of this ibadah. The itikaf, in reality, it is like a qabr, it should be like a qabr. That is the spirit which underlines the itikaf, that like you will be alone in your qabr with no one with you. In the same way, this should be the way in which the itikaf, the thing, should be observed. One should be constantly in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. So he says this, to physically renounce the dunya, that is the zahd of the nafs. And the nafs is trained in this manner. Then he mentioned now a higher type of form, a higher type of zuhd. Aur akhirat ko chhod dena zuhd dil hai. And to abandon the akhirat, to renounce the akhirat, that is the zuhd of the heart. Now they say that type of zuhd is now for the awliya, for the masses. That means, in other words, they don't have even the desire for Jannat and for Akhirat. Their only fikr is Allah Ta'ala, the love of Allah Ta'ala. And they abandon both the physical dunya and the spiritual dunya, in other words, the Akhirat also. Both these are taken out from their hearts. And that is now, you say, that is for the Arifin, everyone cannot aspire for such a thing, for such a goal. The sunnah is that you must desire for the masses. We have to make dua for the akhirah also, for jannat. No, that is comes in the hadith, in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala has promised us. But there are these few select awliya who have higher goals, and their ambitions are much higher. So neither the dunya nor the akhirat attracts them. The attraction is only Allah Ta'ala and the love of Allah Ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.